Leave your worry on the doorstep.
All right, now we're going to turn this station into something.
Just direct your feet.
What? Get ready, folks. It's showtime. Street. Places.
A pit of fat.
And that happy tune
is your step. Life can be.
Can you hear that bass line?
Yeah.
Doom, on some doom, street. I used to.
Little tinkling on the ivories.
Bling,
sing it, Willie.
I'm not afraid. This rover.
Temper's the one thing you can't get rid of by losing it.
That's a good point there, Jack.
If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller.
Bring it on home, Willie.
Gold dust at my feet. On some side of the street.
Man, I thought that was you singing.
Yeah, it was. Oh. I'm singing myself. Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the large morning show in the afternoon. Morning after one of the most boring Oscar shows I've ever seen in my life.
Boy, that's no.
Oh, my goodness, was it boring.
It was.
On a 1 to 10, 4.
Maybe.
Chris Rock disappointed me. I was waiting for stuff that would make people gasp. Ooh, I can't believe he said that. Nah, all safe stuff. And just boring.
It's kind of safe.
And I lost interest when the first person got up and started preaching. And then when DiCaprio, I came back and I saw DiCaprio. He starts trying to tell us all what a horrible problem global warming is. That group that you saw in that crowd, in those seats, burn more fuel than probably all of you listening right now every week. I forgot the number of private jets they said that were at the airport.
Oh, yeah.
For this event. It was something like 300 private jets. Okay. The limos, the big SUV stretch. These people are such hypocrites. They just are. And I don't want to hear Leonardo DiCaprio tell me about global warming. Thank somebody for the award and go do another movie.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, was I missing something or it just wasn't? It was boring. Peon didn't watch it.
It was. I watched it and it was extremely boring.
Now, when you say Peon, I don't watch it. Why do you say that? You never watch it. Why?
Most of the time I don't see the movies, and then I'll see whatever clips that are interesting will be on the internet before the show is even over. So, like I saw the very funny Louis C.K.
The best part of the whole
segment.
The best part of the entire award show was Louis C.K.
So I agree.
I just wait for the internet to tell me what was the best part of the show, and I'll go watch that later. Where I just can't imagine, and I was still checking, the news sites to see if Leonardo won after like 11, and it was still going on, wasn't it? I can't imagine.
Here's my vote for next year's host, Louis C.K.
Yeah, I thought he was funny.
He was fantastic.
Yes.
He should have had Chris Rock go take a break. I'll take it from here because he was funnier. And Peon was the first guy that ever mentioned Louis C.K. to me.
I know.
Like 5 years ago. I didn't know who he was talking about.
Most of the things he does a couple things that are not as funny as others, but for the most part, he is very funny.
Well, I just looked at the date, the calendar. Here we are, the 29th day of February, another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
Was it 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day?
Yeah, no, that's the 3rd of June.
Right. I just heard that in the song.
This is leap day.
It is.
Oh,
only
right.
comes once a year.
Now,
once every four years.
I was wondering, what about people who were born, like babies born today? Do they? I think most celebrated on the first. Because you were born, no matter how you look at it, you were born the day after the 28th. None of the people were born on the 28th of February,
mm-hmm.
but they were born the day after. So every 4 years, your birthday is the 29th. And the rest of the time, your birthday's March 1st. So it's kind of weird. You have two birthdays. My birthday is February 29th, except for the 3 years after that, it's March 1st. And then, it would be March 1st if it weren't for the leap day. And then tomorrow, it would be the spring. Thank goodness. Come on, it's not that far away. But it has not been at all a horrible winter.
No, really.
A couple of little dips and drops. But great. Other than that, shoot, if you can ride this out, that'd be fantastic.
And that, one of the coldest weeks that we had was when we were in Jamaica.
Yes!
We missed it.
That's the way it should be. All right, now, I got a feeling we all have a lot to talk about, so let's start this way. Does anybody have anything to say?
Yeah, I do.
Now, see, I knew it. I knew it.
I do.
Dan Strauss, everybody. It's all yours.
Thank you so much, Frank. We went Friday night. We ended up going to a snowflake ball. And it
sounds gay.
Well, no. It was for kids. Sandy, my girlfriend, her granddaughter Sylvia was at the snowflake ball, and it was for kindergartners through second graders, and
boys and girls.
Yes, boys and girls.
And see, it sounds a little dressed up for boys. Where are you going, son?
Snowflake ball.
Snowflake ball, daddy.
Yeah.
Well, they were.
Sound.
I think they were a little too young to understand that.
Masculine.
But yeah, some of the little boys were dressed up in ties and stuff, and the girls had dresses and long gowns on and things like that. And a lot of parents were there and some grandparents and stuff. So I got.
How old were the little girls?
Five to. What is it? Second grade, five, six, seven, five.
So long gowns. The gowns couldn't have been very long.
What, oh no,
two
no.
2 feet tall.
No, yeah. They're all about 2 feet tall. But I have to tell you about the band that was there. It's the Maplewood Richmond Heights High School. It's the Blue Devil Rhythm and Blues Band.
That sounds good.
These kids were so awesome. And it was drums, a couple of guitars, they had a horn section, and they had a bass player, and then about probably 3 to 4 girls singing, 3 to 4 guys singing. They could have done like a Nickelodeon show or something like that. And they were perfect for these kids. But the music that they played was all like 60s Motown stuff. It's stuff that they would never even know.
No, but, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. But they were, I thought, this is so awesome. And you don't see that. I asked my daughter about Oakville. I said, do they have anything?
You have a daughter? Now, this is what you said was
what?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, my daughter.
Never,
yeah. I try not to mention her.
What's her name?
Alyssa.
Huh.
But I asked her about Oakville if they have anything like that, and she said no, they don't have anything like that. But these kids worked their butts off, and I just wanted to mention the band director is Jason Harris, and he puts all of this stuff together and has these kids work this out. And man, it was awesome. I thought it was just great how they played. And they were really tight and good. The guitar players were good. The drummer was really, really good. And
did they know who was in the audience? They knew who you were? Like somebody big was in the audience?
No. No, they had no idea.
Good for you, man. Keep it on the low down.
Yeah.
On
the down low. But they had no idea who was in the audience. The parents were loving it. All the kids were up dancing, but they were playing to the kids. They were really, really having fun with the kids and stuff. And
are you like a chaperone or something?
No. I just went to kind of dance and have fun.
Did you do any goofy stuff, make the kids laugh? You know you did.
Yeah. Kind of.
Hey, you kids ever seen The Wizard of Oz? When all else fails, Dan reaches into the Wizard of Oz trick bag.
They
threw them over there, and they took my legs, and they threw them over there.
And then Saturday night was not. We just went out and heard some music.
Saturday night's all right for fighting.
It was. Yeah. It was good. But Sunday, we got together with Peon, Angela, and Archie.
Socializing with a coworker.
Works. And we took Sandy's daughter Lauren and her husband Ed and their little boy, Jack, baby Jack, who's Archie's age, and we went to this pizza place, and they have games and stuff. So we ate and had a good time. And the kids were riding on rides and stuff.
Oh, my goodness, yes. I tried taking Archie about 6 months ago to a Chuck E. Cheese. And he wasn't old enough yet. Yeah, it was too soon. But right now, he is just right at the age where all of this stuff was just the most amazing thing ever.
Oh, both of them.
Motorized rides, you know, where they had like a 57 Chevy on like a railroad track.
Kind of rocks back and forth.
No, this actually went like around in a circle on a railroad track. And you seatbelt him in, and it was playing like oldies music, like Charlie Brown by the Coasters. And
it was cool.
You could not wipe the smile off his face.
Oh, and both of them were walking around. It's like you see these little Frankenstein babies walking around because they walk like Frankenstein. It was so funny. But the best part of the whole afternoon was Peon standing at the claw machine.
Oh, I love the claw machine.
Trying to win these balls.
There was
really
almost
big.
An incident. I will say that. I almost caused an incident because...
You thought you got cheated?
This is a huge claw machine where the prizes are...
It's a giant ball.
Like 2-foot inflatable balls. So the claw is huge. The prizes are huge.
The last one I played had an iPad in the glass.
Oh, yeah.
Some of those newer ones, have electronics things in it, which that has to be almost impossible to win.
It is.
But I saw, there were a bunch of people walking around with these balls. So I go, well, this game can't be that... It looks like the claw actually will... grab stuff if you can do it right.
And it usually does. My daughter used to work at this place a long time ago, and the people would get the balls and stuff, and it's like...
Yeah, you see a bunch of people going, all right, I'll try it. And so I think I tried it a couple times, and no good. But then I went around and did a couple other things, and I went back. I go, all right, I'll try it one more time. The claw grabbed the ball, brought it all the way over to where it drops... And you know, the drop space has to be pretty big, too, to fit this ball in there.
Right.
So, and they also have, it must be a safety feature, where the big part where you grab the ball after you win it, it has, like, a gate on it. And when you win something, the gate goes up and it blocks I think it's so kids can't crawl in there.
Oh, yeah, kids could actually call. Yeah, they could.
So the ball was about to drop into the thing where you grab it out, and the piece of metal, the gate started moving already. And so it bounced off the edge of the gate and went back into the pit.
Wah, wah, with a, wah.
Oh, but here's another story that I heard, because Angela actually took Archie and walked away from Peon.
Who is Angela?
Angela's Peon's wife.
Yes.
She took Archie and walked away because... Peon was holding Archie at one point, and Archie's foot or something hit the claw.
No, I am playing the machine, and my wife puts Archie up where the joystick is and kind of standing him there, and I swipe the card again, and I'm ready to play again, and all of a sudden he starts kicking his legs, and he kicks the button right away as soon as I didn't even get a chance, and it goes down right where you start from. So that was another... That was another swipe gone.
And then stood in front of those machines. I'm not kidding. And spent $20.
Oh, no.
So mad. Okay, this time I'm...
This good. Was, yeah, the balls probably cost about 20 cents a piece. Yeah. Let's just say we paid
it was
about a thousand percent upcharge.
$3 a swipe.
Yes, $3 a swipe. And so at that point, you're so mad. You know, it's like it's almost like your Keno story where you are going down with the ship.
Yeah, you are not giving up. Not giving up.
And the claw grabbed the ball 2 more times, and then on the way over to where it drops it into the prize spot, it slips out. And then another time, it brings it all the way over, bounces into the prize slot, and bounces back out into the pit. So this woman and her little kid were watching me for a little while, and she said, "Oh my goodness, are you? You have to be so mad right now." And I wanted to tell her, I go, "You may want to take your little boy away from this area right now.
Yeah, the cursing's going to start."
Didn't the little kid said, "Are you going to keep playing?"
Yeah, he's like, "Are you going to play again?" I go, "Yes, I am. Go away."
So business midget.
After that, after the fifth or sixth or seventh time, I don't know, I lost count, but we finally got the 20-cent ball out of there.
Yeah, he walked away, and he's got the big ball. We're like, "Oh, Peon got the ball."
When I used to play golf, and I hardly play at all now, I got so... There was a... was out of town with some people. There was a tee box over a big creek. It was a lake creek. It was a pretty good, significant piece of water. And I'm a horrible golfer.
Oh,
I don't have any distance.
Yeah.
I hit 17 balls into that water. And the 18th one went over. And my wife was getting so embarrassed. The other people are waiting. She said, just drop on the other. I said, no, no, this is ridiculous. This is not that far. Any little girl or child could hit this, and I'm going to do it. Another one in the water. 17 balls. I had to go borrow a sleeve of new balls from somebody else because I ran out of balls.
That was like Tin Cup, the movie Tin Cup.
Oh, my goodness, I was so mad.
Yes.
I know the feeling.
You know, Angela has learned over the years. She just, after that one where Archie bumped the button, she just grabbed him and walked away.
And I tried it one time, had the ball in the claw, and it started coming over, and all of a sudden the ball rolled out.
And you don't think that's by design?
I didn't have any more. Oh, some guy, I watched some guy, he comes over and grabs the claw, and it goes, boom, picks the ball up, brings it over, and he goes, and he's like, oh, yeah, all you have to do is line the ball up. And he's got this whole science to it.
You know, he's about 50 bucks in that thing.
Yeah, yeah. I know.
To get it down like that.
I believe me. I line that claw up right every,
But that was it. That was it. I just wanted to tell everybody about the, I thought that it was a cool, it's a cool program at the Maplewood Richmond Heights High School that they have that band like that, because you think of the band with the orchestra and all that stuff, but these guys were actually playing this. It was really cool, playing like Motown and rock and
well, because usually high school bands are pretty bad.
Oh, I know.
They
can't
try to you try to hey, that was great. You can, and even you not knowing music, off key,
yeah,
not together.
No,
so, yeah, that's pretty unusual.
No, and very impressive. So,
all right, now we turn to Peon. Peon, what do you have?
A couple things. One, we could probably get into more this with Jose today, more. But I just saw, I mean, and this, it's only going to get more and more in this direction. But the Samsung is making flash cards now, flash chips, that will essentially have the space of your home computer on it. 256 gigabytes. Or that you can plug into your phone. So your phone will have just about as much capacity as...
That's storage capacity.
Storage capacity as your big desktop computer. And another thing that makes me... Anytime I see anything space-related or, you know, galaxy-related, I can't even process... what you know, the information that's being relayed in the story, and so they this story today, there's the biggest galaxy that they've been able to discover so far is, let me see, how
Uranus.
No. Uranus is a planet, not a galaxy.
Apparently it's a town in Missouri too.
Our solar system is a part of the Milky Way galaxy. Compared to this galaxy, I mean, it's like a speck. This galaxy is, first, to even try to figure out how far away this is from Earth, it's 1 billion light years.
I don't even know what a light year is.
I think that's
the number.
I think that's the years how light passes. And I think that's what we essentially, if a person got in and was to go there.
Well, I think it means if you turned on a light. For the light to reach, it would take 1 billion years. In other words, for the light to travel.
Yes,
that's a long way.
Yeah. Well, and so in the size of it is. They said the size is. Let me see what it's 6 million light years wide, the galaxy. And so when I start hearing numbers like that, so just to even comprehend how big space is on what they don't know and what
who are we?
What they have seen. I know.
In the whole scheme of things.
Yes.
Unless they're wrong. Unless they're just wrong about all of it. And all these things you look up and see twinkling, they're just little twinkling things. They're just like the size of an orange.
I know
that's not true.
It's like the people that are the flat earth believers. Have you heard some of those people?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but who are the people who figure out how to calculate the distance we are from one of these other places? Who are those people?
Yeah, I don't know. People,
some brilliant geniuses.
And you heard, like, this galaxy was discovered by somebody like in the 1800s. So I just, so that was all I had.
It'd be wild to find out if there was an end to the universe.
I don't know how they're
coming. What the heck it was.
What would the end be? Just a brick wall?
Yeah.
A wall?
No, I don't think. It's something that we'll never, ever know the answer
to.
But to understand that, how can there not be an end to anything? How can something go on forever? That's
a great... they say when you die, if you're religious at all, it's eternal life.
Mm-hmm.
You live for eternity. Well, that's just... That almost seems, like you said, impossible.
Yeah.
Something has to end.
Right.
Now, it's you're starting to get a headache if you try to figure this stuff out.
Because, yeah, the deepest depths of the ocean, there is an end to it. It may go on and on forever, for a long time.
But in the sky, and there's no ceiling.
No.
Just up, 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 up. Just keep going. We'll never, and the generation after us, and after them, and after them, and after them, will never hit whatever that is above what's above us.
And this big ball that we're living on is just floating.
Apparently it's like a grain of sand. In this whole thing. We think the Earth is pretty big. Well, I'm going to get in the car, and I'm going to drive across the United States, and then I'm going to take a boat, and then I'm going to get another car, and we'll go around the world. Whew, that's big. No. You zoom out. It's bing, tiny speck.
Yeah, it's just hanging there in blackness.
Well, didn't you watch Men in Black? That's how it is.
That's a true story.
Yeah,
it is.
I need to watch it.
All right, let's close the Burke segment. Burke segment is officially closed. I always like to share with you encounters I have in stores, and I had an encounter this weekend in a Lowe's store, and I was giddy. Because the person that waited on me was so stupid, and I had such a great time. And I love Lowe's, and it wasn't the store. Everybody will think, well, it's the store in the valley. But no, it was not the store in the valley. It's a great story. And I took such delight in burying this guy. We'll get to that after this. Ballast Dental Care. Can't make you go to the dentist. Your parents could, but you're listening. You're probably an adult now. So I don't have the power that your parents used to have when they'd say, you are going to the dental car. You are going to the dentist. You're going to the dentist. Is he going to give me a shot? Do you ever remember that, asking if you're going to get a shot? That's all I ever asked. If I knew I was going to go to the dentist or the doctor, I'd start to well up and go, do I have to get a shot? That was, to a kid, for some reason, that shot. That's the most frightening thing when that needle comes out. And the truth is, it doesn't hurt. A shot doesn't hurt, but when you're a kid, oh my goodness. So I would the thought of going to the dentist. And I told you that my deal was, I had a deal with my parents, if I wouldn't cry, I'd get the large chocolate shake at our local little hillbilly town, Dairy Queen. They had three sizes. And the big one, and it was big, was a quarter. And it was a giant chocolate shake. If you don't cry, you get a chocolate shake. So I fought back crying. And then when I would get there to get the shake, my mouth had been numb. I couldn't draw through the straw. You ever try to draw through a straw when you've been to the dentist? You eat all over yourself. You can't do it. But that's how horrible going to the dentist. Now, fast forward to years, I don't dread the dentist at all. If I got a milkshake now for not crying, over the last 43 years, I'd have 86 milkshakes. I think I've had 86 milkshakes anyway. I've had more than that. That's how long I've gone to Ballast Dental Care, 43 years. Now, for the scarediest of the scaredy cats, there's oral sedation. And you don't have to be ashamed if you're freaked out and you need this stuff. And they're licensed to do it. But there's a consultation legally they have to have with you. It's $130. Not for you, because you're AM and the PM. For a limited time, they're waiving the consultation fee. So you get to have the oral sedation consultation at no charge. $130 normally. No charge for you. And you might be surprised to find out you don't really need it. Once you get in that environment of Ballast Dental Care, the fear leaves you. For the few who still need it, it's there. For the rest of you, you have found the dental home you didn't think existed. It's Ballast Dental Care. I'm telling you, Go with me on this. Corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads. And let me hear from you after your first appointment. I hear from people all the time after their first appointments. They're stunned that what I said was true. You will never again dread a dental appointment. Ballast Dental Care, the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads, ballastdentalcare.com.
Meet me.
All right, let's check traffic right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
It's hard to believe that Frank ever cried as a kid.
Oh, I cry. Oh, you bet.
I don't know why. I just can't picture you having a, you know, crying about something.
Well, you know, if you, like, when you're
a manly
kid,
man image.
When you're a kid, do you remember running and then, and you run so fast you fall down and your knees, they're bleeding. You literally fall and slide on the pavement, your knees, and remember the bottom part of your palms are all skinned.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. And then they throw that Mercurochrome, that orange junk. And so you're branded for a week with the dreaded orange stained knees.
And it burned.
Yeah,
burned
or you like get crazy.
Or you fall so hard you knock the wind out of yourself.
Yes.
You can't even cry. You
no,
can't even get the air
to cry. You can't even breathe.
Well, I'm just trying to picture Frank going, Mom, am I going to get a shot?
Yeah.
It just doesn't seem the same kid.
I vividly remember that. And then when I didn't, I was so proud. It's like I'd gotten the Medal of Honor.
Yeah.
Let's go get that milkshake.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, no. I cried about all kinds of stuff. I'll tell you, I cried one time when we used to play hide and seek. All kids did at night. And ready or not, here I come. And I tore out running across our neighborhood. This is when every home had clotheslines.
Oh.
And I hit one under my neck.
Oh.
And it threw me back on the back of my head. I can't believe it didn't decapitate me. The woman had a clothesline slung real low. And that, man, it caught me right under the chin as I was running. Honestly, I should be dead from that. But yeah, I cried that night. I cried.
That's what she was doing.
And today, that woman would be sued.
Oh, you bet she would.
You're right.
You bet she would.
Hey, we do have a crash. It's on northbound 94 at Independence. It does look like just the left shoulder is getting by right now. Traffic is backed up to Highway 40. And then we just had a report of a crash on Highway 100 west of the Gray Summit exit. EMS is on its way. This traffic report brought to you by O'Charley's Wednesday. That means you've made it halfway through the week. So treat yourself to a free slice of chocolate raspberry pie. All slices of pie are free with the purchase of any entree every Wednesday at O'Charley's. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095. The Big 550 celebrates unsung Black American heroes, people you may not have heard of who helped make our way of life possible.
Hi, I'm Kelly Jackson. One of the most important Revolutionary War spies was a slave by the name of James Armistead. He was born in 1748 in Virginia and was given permission by his master to join the Revolution. The Marquis de Lafayette needed reliable information about British movements, and James Armistead volunteered to pose as a runaway slave. He delivered information that British fleet was moving 10,000 men to Yorktown to a much relieved George Washington, making it possible for the Patriots to cripple the British forces, which led to their surrender. Lafayette granted James his freedom in 1787.
Stay tuned during February as we celebrate Black History Month on the Big 550 KTRS.
If you're tired of having to deal with clogged gutters, I have a solution for you. Hi, this is Steve Mace with Aladdin Insulation. In addition to insulation, we also install gutters and gutter protection for homes and light commercial businesses. The protection keeps leaves, twigs, and unwanted debris out of your gutters. We can do 5 or 6 inch gutters depending on the water flow from your roof. A well-designed gutter system will also keep water from your basement, and it will keep you from having to climb that ladder. Aladdin offers various colors to match the style and colors of your home or business. Installation normally takes 1 to 2 days. We do a thorough cleanup, and our customers get a final walkthrough inspection to make sure you're completely happy. Call Aladdin Installation for a no-obligation estimate at 636-947-8000. That's 636-947-8000, or see our website at truteam.com. End clogged gutters forever with a call to Aladdin Installation, 636-947-8000.
Are you suffering with hearing loss? Are you sick of people constantly complaining that your TV is too loud? Are you tired of asking people to speak up? Would you like to hear more clearly, but you don't want to wear a hearing aid that makes you look old? Then you need to try Listen Clear, a life-changing breakthrough precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. And you can adjust Listen Clear to find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And right now you can try Listen Clear absolutely free with free shipping. We'll even give you free batteries for life. So call now, 1-800-700-5105. Listen Clear is lightweight and completely hassle-free, and it's practically invisible. Call for your 100% free home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now, 1-800-700-5105. That's 1-800-700-5105. 1-800-700-5105.
Message and data rates may apply.
If you're a guy over 40 and you want to stay on top of your game, try a sample bottle of GNC's top-selling, award-winning Nugenix. Listen, if you're experiencing lower sex drive, general sluggishness, and decreased performance, Nugenix is a powerful man-boosting formula. For 2013, it won GNC's Innovative Product of the Year and was also named GNC's number one-selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting BOOST1 to 99000. Nugenix uses a clinically researched key ingredient to invigorate a man's body and increase his libido. Enjoy more passion, higher sex drive, improved performance. Be more the man you want to be in the gym and in the bedroom. You want to stay on top of your game, don't you? Then try top-selling, award-winning Nugenix and feel like the best man you can be. Nugenix is available at GNC and Vitamin Shop, but you can only get your complimentary bottle by texting BOOST1 to 99000. Again, text B-O-O-S-T and the number 1 to 99000.
If time has not been very kind to your teeth, Dr. Bowen at Bowen Dental Care can give you back your smile. With cleanings, Invisalign, or dental implants, whatever you need, it's all under one roof. Dr. Bowen can perform implant dentistry from start till finish and has been doing so in an office that's not a one-size-fits-all facility. Dr. Bowen can also fit your new implants with existing dentures so you can eat corn on the cob and apples as well as reclaim your smile. If you want an honest opinion about your dental needs, go see Bowen Dental Care. They specialize in customer service and will take care of you from start to finish. Get the treatment you and your family deserve with Dr. Bowen at Bowen Dental Care in Florissant, near I-270 and 170 on Dunn Road. Call them at 314-921-3500 and get your smile back. Online at BowenDentalCare.com. That's B-O-A-I-N DentalCare.com.
Get set to save now at your local Kubota dealer. Take on the tough jobs in a tractor you'll be proud to own. A powerful Kubota Standard L Series. With the right combination of dependable horsepower, high-quality construction, and ease of operation, they're perfect for the independent property owner. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years. Now through March 31st, 2016. Call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about costs and terms.
Visit MissouriKubotaDealers.com or IllinoisKubotaDealers.com.
Weekday mornings at 6:35, Scott Crothers from Stifel Nicolaus with insights on the markets and investing. And for your own personal financial review, call him at 314-292-6201 and listen weekday mornings at 6:35 here on the Big 550 KTRS.
This is Dr. Dan Gagliotti. I host the Superior Healthcare Show every Saturday at 3 o'clock. But you can also call me right now. Are you or your family suffering with chronic pain, joint pain, or migraines? Did you know that all of these can be traced back to your nerve system? Stop putting band-aids over the issue. Stop covering up your symptom. Address the cause. Solve the problem. Call us at Superior Healthcare, 314-394-1923. Listen to Superior Healthcare every Saturday and call us now at 314-394-1923.
All right, quick bit of business, then I'll tell you my Lowe's story, and I think you'll really appreciate it. I came home and told my wife what happened, and she just shook her head because we're just different people. She doesn't deal with things the way I deal with them. I'll tell you in a minute. If you have thought about, and I don't care how old you are, if you've thought about retiring, and you must have, I guess the only people who don't think about retiring, if you're 22, maybe 28, but don't you think that past 40, would you guys agree, you have to at some point go, I wonder how long I want to do this. Everybody, I think, has to do that.
Oh,
so
sure.
If you've thought about it, well, Peon, you already know in this business, you're going to be working until you die. Dan knows that already, too. We all know that. One of the major assets you have in planning for retirement is time. And you unlike investments, which you can gain, you can lose, you have no choice with time. You lose a little of it every day. And there's no way to manage, manipulate, or change that. Time. The longer you wait to start accumulating money for retirement, the harder it's going to be. So what do you do? How do you plan? Here's my answer to that. Mark and Jason, they can assist you. They can help you. Mark Reardon and Jason Becker, markandjason.com. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. They are committed to offering you as an investor personalized investment guidance, full-service organization. They can specialize in a wide range of investment options and opportunities, and from the most conservative to the most aggressive. The meeting will be complimentary, but you need to set it up. And to do that, all you need to do is go to markandjason.com. You also need to know that Stifel Nicolaus & Company, Incorporated, is a member SIPC and NYSE. Mark and Jason, markandjason.com. All right, this weekend, I'll set this up by telling you that in our garage, when we park the Tahoe, which is a good-sized vehicle, and before that we'd had a Suburban, that's even bigger, you can buy, it's essentially a stoplight, and you mount it on the wall of the garage in front of the car where you want the car to stop. It runs on batteries, and it's green, yellow, red. It's very simple, $25. And you mount it to the wall, put batteries in it, put the vehicle exactly where you want to stop when you pull in the garage, set it, push a red button. The sensor measures boop, 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 back from it to the car, and that's where it's set. Next time you pull in, it'll go green, yellow, red, stop at red. It's the same distance you had preset, okay?
All right.
We've had one for, I don't know, 3 or 4 years, and it finally gave out. It broke. In fact, the top portion of it fell off the wall and broke. So I go to Lowe's to buy another one. I walked in the store, and an older gentleman, older, my age maybe, he had the vest, Lowe's vest on. I said, excuse me. And he turned around, and I said, can you tell me where the garage door accessories are, like remote controls? I'm specifically looking for the electronic stoplight that stops your car. He says, we don't carry those. I mean, that quickly.
All right.
We don't carry those. I said, you don't? He goes, no. And I said, I'm almost positive I bought one here a couple of years ago. He says, we don't have them anymore. I said, did you stop carrying them? He said, yes.
Oh, man.
I said, oh, okay. Now, I was on the way, I was standing in front of those doors that opened automatically to walk out to go to Home Depot, and I stopped and I turned around and I thought, you know what, I don't buy this. So I go back to where the garage door stuff is, the garage, actual garage door openers, remotes, and they're on the shelf, same exact one I was looking for. So I pick it up off the shelf. And now I'm on a mission. Now, these stores are big stores. I'm going aisle to aisle sweeping. I'm stalking this guy. I'm finding this guy. And I saw him. His back was to me. So I walked up to him, and I put the garage. It's not a big package. I kind of put it behind me a little bit.
Oh, man.
And I said, excuse me. And he turned around. I said, do you remember me? And he just looked at me. I said, 3 minutes ago, five tops, we talked. I asked you about a garage door opener. A garage door stoplight. And you said you don't have them. He goes, yeah, that's right. And I said, let's make sure we get this right now. You don't have them. He goes, no. And I held it up and I said, is this what you don't have? Aisle 53, is this what you don't have? And he just stares at me. I said, is this what you told me you don't have?
Oh.
Well, I didn't know we had them. I said, then here's a suggestion. And I'm saying this in front of everybody around him. Here's my suggestion to you. When a customer asks you if you have something, unless you know for a fact that you don't, how about saying, I'm not sure. I don't think we have them, but let me check. Because what if I'd been in here to buy a riding lawnmower for $14,000? You'd have lost my business to Home Depot. Well, you know, look, he says, I didn't know. I said, but that's my point. You didn't know. So then I go to check out. And the checkout person says, would you like us to write this up? I said, no. I said, he's an older man, and I'm sure he needs this job. I don't want anybody writing anybody up. I'm not filing any formal complaint, but he needs to understand something. People like me, you don't want to do that too. Most people, yeah, okay, they'll find it, I didn't know he had them, or they'll walk out. I'm not doing that. And I said, I'm doing him a favor, a big favor, because that's how you lose business. And I walked out, and it was like, yeah! Like, I just, like, a three-point shot from all the way across the court. I just felt great. Oh, man, it felt good.
Especially when you were almost out the door, and then
I looked, I just thought, I'm going back to see. Mm-hmm. I'm going to get this guy. And it happened, the same thing happened years ago at Grandpa Pigeons.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
Remember when potato guns were a big deal?
Yeah.
My boys used to build potato guns in our basement. And I loved them, and I was looking for a flint. It's a spark. They use them on Coleman lanterns. Mm-hmm. So I asked this kid, I said, Coleman lantern flints. We're out of them. Now, here's the name for this, lazy.
Yes.
This is a person who's too lazy to want to take you to try to find them. We're out of them. I said, really? I said, we bought like five of them here, six of them here. Nah, we're out of them. I don't know if we're ever going to be getting any. Okay, same deal. I walked back, Coleman Lanterns, there they are, flints. I found that kid. This was a cocky little, like, 21-year-old kid. And he's got the apron on, and I walked up to him. He was stocking a shelf, and I said, hey, are these what you don't have? And he just looked at me and goes, oh. Well, they moved them on me. I said, what does that mean? What does that mean they moved? He said, well, they weren't where they're supposed to be. I said, but you said you don't have them. You didn't say. You said you don't have them. And this time his boss walks up. So I didn't have to turn this guy in. He said, what's going on here? His boss said, well, I said, well, let him tell you. Go ahead, Glenn. Tell your boss what happened here. So he was forced to tell the boss, I told this man we didn't have these and we really do have them. And he said, why would you tell him you didn't have them? He goes, well, they moved them on me. He said, Glenn, go in my office. So I walked out and I thought, okay, I got this guy fired. I don't want to get him fired. But, you know, the best stuff that ever happened to me growing up was when somebody taught me something and taught it to me in a way that I would never forget it. That's the best thing anybody ever did for me, so that I would never make that mistake again. And it's happened to me my whole life. And I actually appreciate the people that said, you're wrong about this and call me out on it. I should, I wish I could remember who all they were through my life, because they did me a big favor. I wasn't mad at them. I was glad. Look, this show has taught me over the years not to say spigot. It's spigot.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I know, me too.
And I can't even begin to tell you all the other words I've been corrected on that my whole life I was pronouncing them wrong.
Well, P and I, you know.
Just go ahead and say you're welcome.
You're welcome.
Yes.
Okay. American Equity Mortgage. 24 years plus. Mortgages for people. Home equity loans for people. Debt consolidation loans for people. The mortgages are for people who want a home. Maybe you had a home before and you moved into another house. You downsized, upsized, whatever. Maybe your current mortgage is not with American Equity. That's fine. I'd love to have you as a new mortgage holder with them. Their other customers are people who are homeowners. Some have the mortgages with American Equity. Some have them other places. They don't care. You're still welcome to let them show you the value you have and the power you have using the equity in your home to borrow money. Because what it does is it allows you to get low, low interest rates on that loan. See, when mortgage rates are low, these loans to homeowners are also low, ridiculously low. Take advantage of it while they're there. They've been here for a long time, more years than people thought they'd be. And I'm not one of these people who go, do this today. You need to do it today. Or you can do it tomorrow. But do it, because they won't stay low forever. I don't know if it's another year, a month, I don't know. But it's a smart way to borrow money. So your credit card debt, get rid of it, because paying the minimum payment is the worst thing you can do every month, especially if you're a homeowner and you have an alternative, and you do. American Equity Mortgage, AmericanEquity.com, or do not confuse this with any other number. Get this right, 314-878-9999.
All right, time for another check on traffic with Tim Wyland.
They cleared the accident on Highway 94 near Independence. That traffic is all thinned out. We do have a report of a stalled vehicle on eastbound 364 at Bennington Place blocking the left lane. We also have westbound 40 drivers slowing from about the Science Center through McCausland. And it looks like we have fire crews responding for smoke reported around Hog Hollow and River Valley. Drivers on 364 are slowing, and they're looking at the smoke in the area. And this traffic report brought to you by O'Charley's Wednesday. That means you've made it halfway through the week. Treat yourself to a free slice of chocolate raspberry pie. All slices of pie are free with the purchase of any entree every Wednesday at O'Charley's. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, Tim Wyland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999, NMLS number 225095. Locally owned and operated and proud of it. The Big 550 KTRS, St. Louis.
The Center for Health, Environment, and Justice, based in New York, calls polyvinyl chloride, vinyl or PVC, one of the most hazardous consumer products ever created. Companies are beginning to discontinue the use of PVC altogether. It appears that the plastic or vinyl may be reaching the end of its own life cycle. The trouble is, that's not going to do much about the PVC that has already been created. Do your research before choosing vinyl or PVC and the dangers of these products. Visit SayNoToVinyl.com to see the scary truth behind what the vinyl industry will not tell you. Learn more at SayNoToVinyl.com, paid for by the Coalition Against Vinyl. All rights reserved.
The Big Sports Show. The Big Sports Show.
Hey, it's Jim Heuer. On Monday's show, we kickstarted with Andy Strickland. We'll talk all things about the NHL trade deadline. 7 o'clock hour, it's Tiger Talk. And in the 8 o'clock hour, the Danny Cox Outdoor Show. The guest, Kelly Chase. That's all on the show for Monday night.
The Big Sports Show. The Big Sports Show. Weeknights from 6:30 till 9 on the Big 550 KTRS. We are our Mizzou.
Really dig that New Orleans experience. The awesome food, the amazing live music, the friendly and fun hospitality, but not up to the 10-hour drive or the airport ordeal. Try Broadway Oyster Bar, 736 South Broadway, only two blocks south of Busch Stadium. Broadway Oyster Bar was recently voted Restaurant of the Year by the Missouri Restaurant Association, and our new addition is a huge success. The best has just gotten better. We're Broadway Oyster Bar, online at BroadwayOysterBar.com.
The only thing I love more than chocolate is a great deal. So was I ever pleased when I clicked on GoToDobbs.com? Dobbs Tire and Auto Centers has great deals on brand name tires and expert auto service. See for yourself the sweet deals at